Petition signature collecting company sues Recall Gaskin Committee. Los Angeles, a company that gathers petition signatures for state and local ballot measures, sued the committee attempting to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin Monday, alleging in federal court that recall organizers owe the signature collecting firm at least $469,596 for unpaid work. Let the Voters Decide alleges that the Committee for the Recall of District Attorney George Gaskin contracted in February with the Florida-based company to obtain enough signatures to force a recall of the district attorney, according to the lawsuit filed in Los Angeles. According to the lawsuit, the company was hired to work at the committee's direction by using its network of signature collectors to initially assist in gathering 400,000 signatures at a 75% validation rate, for a total of 300,000 validated signatures, by May 4, for the recall effort. Was to be paid per signature obtained, pursuant to terms that were initially outlined in the, but that were subsequently amended by the parties once accomplished the terms of the contract, according to the suit. However, the lawsuit alleges, the defendants failed to do so. Tim Leinberger, a spokesman for the Gaskin recall campaign, said the lawsuit is frivolous. Beyond that, we will not comment on potential pending litigation, he said. Our sole focus is ensuring the removal of George Gaskin from office. According to the suit, the Gaskin Recall Committee made multiple strategic decisions related to the collection of signatures that were directly against S recommendations as to how to proceed. The committee also allegedly refused to pay the market rate for signature collectors, rationalizing that it did not need to do so given the number of petitions that were being circulated at the time, according to the suit. Allegedly, as a result of failed strategic decisions by the committee, the recall effort fell substantially behind in collecting signatures on a schedule that would allow it to submit the sufficient number of signatures to be successful. Despite the committee's ongoing failures, still collected the amount of signatures, including validated signatures, and completed the term set forth in the suit alleges. Let the Voters Decide contends the recall committee owes the company at least $469,596, before accounting for all unpaid field bonuses, according to the lawsuit. As the lawsuit filed today makes clear, if and when the Recall Gaskin campaign fails to make the ballot, this consultant team will have no one to blame but themselves, Let the Voters Decide spokesman David Leibowitz told City News Service. Their comedy of errors and failure to pay their bills has left this recall in real jeopardy of failure. On July 14, the Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters announced it had completed the initial verification of a sample batch of signatures and will proceed with a count of all 715,833 signatures submitted by the recall campaign. The random sampling of 35,793 signatures found 27,983 of them to be valid, or roughly 78%. If 31,179 of them had been validated, the recall would have been immediately certified. County officials have until August 17 to determine how many of the 715,833 signatures are valid. The campaign needs 566,857 valid signatures to force a recall election. Gaskin has been under fire since taking office in December 2020, when he issued a series of directives critics blasted as being soft on crime. The directives include a rule against seeking the death penalty, a ban on transferring juvenile defendants to adult court, and prohibitions on filing sentencing enhancements in most cases. Gaskin has repeatedly defended his policies, saying his stances were well known during his campaign and his election signified public support of his agenda.